Hachette Audio presents Babylon's Ashes, Book 6 of The Expanse, written by James S. A. Corey, read by Jefferson Mays. To Matt, Hallie, and Ken, who get none of the credit and make everything possible. Prologue. Namuno. The rocks had fallen 3 months ago, and Namuno could see some blue in the sky again. The impact at Lagua, first of the three strikes that had broken the world, had thrown so much of the Sahara into the air that she hadn't seen the moon or stars for weeks. Even the ruddy disk of the sun struggled to penetrate the filthy clouds. Ash and grit rained down on Greater Abuja until it piled up in drifts, changing her city to the same yellow-gray as the sky. Even as she'd helped the volunteer teams to clear the rubble and care for the injured, she'd understood that her racking cough and the black phlegm she spat out came from breathing in the dead. 3,500 kilometers stretched between the crater where Lagua had been and Abuja. The shockwave still had blown out windows and collapsed buildings. 200 dead in the city, the news feed said. 4,000 wounded. The medical clinics were swamped. If you were not in immediate distress, please stay home. The power grid degraded quickly. There was no sun to drive the solar panels, and the gritty